From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yaki reporting. A deadly earthquake hits Ecuador. The death toll from a powerful earthquake in Ecuador has risen to at least 77, and the vice president says it's likely to rise as the quake has caused considerable damage.
Ya los ciudadanos, con la guía de la fuerza pública, han procedido a esta movilización.
Jorge Glass appealed to the people not to ignore instructions by emergency personnel and to move about in an orderly fashion. The shallow 7.8 magnitude quake struck late Saturday along Ecuador's coast. It was felt 170 kilometers away in the capital, Quito. Four U.S. Marine Corps V-22 Osprey tilt-rotor aircraft took off from Okinawa today as American forces in Japan joined the earthquake recovery effort in the southern part of the country. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe boosted to 25,000 the number of self-defense forces troops aiding in the rescue and recovery on the main southern island of Kyushu. Strong aftershocks continue to rattle Kagoshima Prefecture as rescuers confront harsh weather conditions in a race to rescue dozens of people believed still trapped or buried under collapsed buildings. At least 41 people have died. 11 are reported missing, feared buried by landslides or trapped below rubble. Myanmar President Thin Kaw has granted pardons for 83 prisoners believed to be jailed for political reasons. The president's office announced the amnesty today, saying Thin Kaw signed the order with the goal of achieving national reconciliation as the Buddhist New Year begins. Myanmar's new democratically elected government, dominated by Aung San Suu Kyi, moved for the action. This is VOA News.